Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
One of my kids just finished reading Farmer Boy, the second book in the Charming Little House series by Laura Ingalls Wilder. The main character, a boy named Almanzo, spends his days doing an absurd amount of wood chopping, ice cutting, dirt plowing, all without a word of complaint. I've never known a 9-year-old who hadn't perfected the art of the whine. My kids won't even flush the toilet without a 50-decibel gripe. So what's the secret? Sure, in the book, there's plenty of instilling of work ethic and the fact that Almanzo's family would starve if he didn't do his chores every morning. Plus, his father bribes him with a horse, which goes a long way for Almanzo. But, and this is the point, there is a lot of food available to this hardworking kid. That got me to thinking, maybe the key to silent chore doing is frontier food. Almanzo is constantly hungry, always salivating over the prospect of the next meal. Listen to this. Almanzo ate the sweet, mellow baked beans. He ate the bit of salt pork that melted like cream in his mouth. He bit deep into velvety bread spread with sleek butter, and he ate the crisp golden crust. He demolished a tall heap of pale mashed turnips and a hill of stewed yellow pumpkin. Then he sighed and tucked his napkin deeper into the neckband of his red waist. He ate plum preserves and strawberry jam and grape jelly and spiced watermelon rind pickles. He felt very comfortable inside. Slowly, he ate a large piece of pumpkin pie. I can't even read that passage without drooling. If I cook like Almanzo's mother, my kids would probably come huffing in from the barn at 5:30 every morning with a little drool slipping from their lips, too. A major feature of every meal in Farmer Boy seems to be pie. Later in the book, Almanzo faces this conundrum. When he began to eat the pie, he wished he had eaten nothing else. He ate a piece of pumpkin pie and a piece of custard pie, and he ate almost a piece of vinegar pie. He tried a piece of mince pie, but he could not finish it. He just couldn't do it. There were berry pies and cream pies and vinegar pies and raisin pies, but he could not eat any more. I was intrigued by the idea of vinegar pie. It was a real frontier recipe, apparently, used when fresh staples like fruit and berries were in short supply. A vinegar pie is a simple dessert. The recipe is similar to a lemon meringue, but with cider vinegar substituted for the fresh lemon juice and flour as the thickening agent. It was a recipe of necessity, similar to bean pie, if you've ever tried one of those from a home food storage enthusiast, or the mock apple pie recipe you can find printed on the cracker box. There's actually a long tradition of necessity pie making. Shoofly pie, which has a simple molasses filling, buttermilk pie with just buttermilk custard, invisible pie, pecan pie without the nuts, or Jefferson Davis pie, made with easily stored raisins and dates. I plan to whip up some vinegar pie for some historical taste testing. Who knows what my family will think? Maybe I'll make them plow a field before dinner, just for the peace of mind. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.